Good evening and welcome to St. Anthony of Padua Oratory for this Requiem Anniversary Mass for the repose of the soul of Father Paul Wakens. We will have a Requiem High Mass first, then there will be a blessing of the catafalque, and then we will go in procession to the gravesite of Father Paul to bless his grave after saying a few prayers.
Dominus vobiscum. Et cum spiritu tuo. Amen.
Just a few short remarks. Dici dili Jesus resurget fratetus. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful friends and visitors, we are gathered here in memory of Father Paul Wickens, priest of the Catholic Church and a dear friend to many here who grieve his loss. Today is the 20th anniversary of his death. Father Paul needs no introduction for many of you. In difficult and challenging times in the church here in the Archdiocese of Newark, he took charge of his flock and guided them through it. We wouldn't be here in this church building if it was not for him. Therefore, it is to pay a debt of piety that we are gathered here today to pray for the repose of his soul. In the book of Maccabees, of today's epistle, it is written that it is a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead. Our Lord also reminds us in the Gospel for today's Mass, he who is the model and source of our own resurrection. During his lifetime, Father Paul certainly saw the Son and believed in him. Our Lord promised that he may have life everlasting when our Lord raises him up on the last day. Every time we say the Hail Mary, we end with the words, pray for us now and at the hour of our death, effectively asking no less than the Mother of God to pray for us, both now and at the hour of our death. We can be sure that even if we forget the number of times we asked Our Lady to pray for us, she certainly will not. We can be confident that now Father Paul is in the care of our spiritual mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, interceding for him before the judgment seat of our Lord. Let us confide him also to the care of our spiritual father, Saint Joseph, who is also known as the patron of the dying. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Saint Joseph, patron of the dying, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dominus vobiscum.
Thank you. Et nomine in saeculis vis exercitum, 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 et nomine in saeculis nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, secund et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostrum, et ne nos inducas in tentationem. Dei, e c'è qui tuoi di peccato davvero non su di io su di presso che c'è mio se tanto mi perdo e se non mi tu radio non su di io su di presso che c'è mio se tanto mi perdo e se non mi tu radio non su di io su di presso che c'è mio se tanto mi perdo e se non mi tu radio non Dominus vobiscum. Misericordiae tui implorata clementia, o Deus in quos sperare et credi et perdum capiam de miserante consortium, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum Filium tuum, quid ecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deo, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Thank you.